Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 1625. Johannesburg, 1624. Polokwane, 1722.
Traffic not too bad. The N3 southbound from Marlborough Drive all the way through Galilee's is busy. The R24 starting to queue onto the N12. And there's still an accident on the Mike 1 southbound in Bromfontein. It is backing up from the Killarney Bend at the moment.
In your sport headlines, Yannick Sinner roars back in Melbourne as Iga Swiatek sets up a Raducanu clash and Wallaby great Michael Hooper comes out of retirement to fill in for Peter Steff.
We begin in Stilfontein, where it seems like all illegal miners and bodies have been brought to the surface after months underground. Zimbabwe Consul General Iriapiri, meanwhile, says no missing person cases has been opened in the neighboring country for the 465 Zimbabwean nationals suspected to be involved in illegal mining activities in South Africa.
When we visited the South African Police Service station, there were two families who suspected that their relatives could be underground. So we are still getting in touch with the families so that at least we get as much information as we can.
Then to Pretoria, where the mayor of Tshwane, Nasipi Moya, says a major purification facility will be completed ahead of schedule.
There is a plan, but it's not for public consumption. So once we've satisfied that...
That was not her. That was someone speaking about what's happening in Stilfontein. But they committed or conducted an oversight visit to the Rooivaal wastewater treatment plant today, along with Deputy Eugene Mordise. So this water plant that they were inspecting will treat sewage water and supply to households in Hammanskraal. Then to KwaZulu-Natal, the MEC for Transport and Human Settlements, Siboniso Duma, says prolonged rainfall has affected construction of new projects and worsened the condition of roads in the province. The MEC spokesperson, Ndabezinhle Sibiya, says the department have received calls, photos and videos from communities that are isolated and battling to access schools, hospital and socio-economic centres.
Equally, a long list of residents without houses is increasing following the destruction of their houses. As the department, we offer to be on the side of affected communities during this period, working with other departments and other spheres of government.
And Judges Matter has called for a sexual harassment policy for the judiciary. This after Makanda High Court Secretary Andiswa Mengo accused Judge President Selby Menenge of sexual harassment. This is the first time a judge has faced possible impeachment for sexual harassment. Judges Matter's Mbekezeli Benjamin stressed to Newsroom Africa that the policy would encourage victims to report such incidents.
It is really difficult to hear the experiences that she's sharing about how she felt stripped of her dignity. Sexual harassment, we never ever see a complaint get to this stage. We have been advocating for a sexual harassment policy to be developed for the judiciary. That work needs to be dealt with urgently.
And news for the gamers out there. Nintendo will release the Switch 2 this year. It's a long-awaited successor for its flagship console that has sold almost 150 million units worldwide. The company posted a video on its website showing the 2017-era Switch transforming into the new iteration of the gaming machine. More on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fouchier, back with you at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
She shines just like a star, and I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are.